Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we're back and listening to the Blog Talk Radio show. A lot of things happening out there. And, you know, it all amounts to ashes. Because here is this titanic stuff in our world. Criminal. Sodomite. I mean, people, I mean, it's just funny. This is a titanic type of a nonsense. Where white people come from, where almost nobody know where white people come from. And if you read the World History textbook, it will tell you. It is planet Earth? This is planet Earth, right? And we have information that tells us about the living things, specifically species of creatures and species of human beings, species of hominid. Bipedal, hominid. And it's like nobody don't understand that. You know, I come here and I'm talking, and these idiots, they'll cut off my mic, and I sit here and talk. Well, they probably allow people to hear me when I'm live, but they don't want it to go out. I imagine so. I am not sure because I haven't done any tests to find out whether or not when I call in and I hear the show rolling, I think that, you know, it's not the same as saying that they upload it for people to play it after the show. So that I don't know. But I do know that while I'm talking, people can hear me talk, but they are not going to upload the show for anybody to play it after that. But I am sure that times when they did not upload it, I knew that people could have been hearing it. I know that much. But what I'm trying to tell you is that we are in a very, 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 very interesting time. I mean, that's about what I have to say to describe it. It's interesting. It's not good. It's negative. But it is interesting. It's funny. But a lot of people don't have a clue as to what white people, who they are and what part they are playing in the world. But I am one of the people, because it's not just me. There are people like me. It may not be exactly like me. I am not exactly like them. But they have the realization of what sodomy is. And, you know, and these white people, their scam is to set up world society like it's not them that's doing anything. That's the way these white people behave. Like, they are not the ones that is putting everything in place and decide what's what. They behave like it's not them. But it's just their trick. You see what I mean? Because everything that is going on in the world, these white people plan them. And plan them and dish them out to, like, it's other people doing it. That is how they destroy our world. Because they write a Bible and talk about Jesus and make up all these whole bunch of nonsense about Adam and Eve in a garden. But how do you perceive that? How do you perceive Adam and Eve in a garden? Who writes it? They say God that's how they go about it. Now, when you grow up and listen to that in church, you don't know anything else. You just don't. No, I come now and struggle to understand the civilized history about the white people and their ancestors. And what I read and know as a fact, outside of me indulging my attention in it, what I'm hearing is not like what I know in the history book. It's a total different thing that, as it were, not into any history. Not that it is not in history, but I am saying, when my attention is not devoted to the consciousness of it, what I am hearing going on in people communication and world news and stuff like that, it does not remind me of what I read in the book, what is going on radio and TV and stuff like that. No. So we are in a very, very, like I say, interesting time that if you don't intend to keep your mind sober and conscious of what is going on, a breeze could come and blow you away. Just a second.
My grandson? Who is my grandson?
Okay. All right, I'm sorry to be absent, but I'm back. You know, my thought today, it takes me on the point of, say, 100,000 years ago. African hybrid people. One of the things that bothers me is that hardly anybody knows, or I don't hear it in public communication, that the African people, we are hardly recognized for our creation in Africa. I don't hear anything public communication that affirm that we were created in South Africa. And then there is scientific research that we have today that is a fact that the first civilization did not begin with mankind like a god is making Adam and Eve in a garden. That's not the way we African people were created. And besides, what is contrary about what we hear often is church stories, Bible stories. The Bible story is designed to remove our consciousness from the Elohim gods that came to earth on a mission to do some things. I mean, it's gold. They wanted gold, right? It's something to take back to their own planet. So, in the World History textbook, it is dedicated to hominids species and a new species called Wise Sapien. In the World History textbook, it's dedicated with that record. Right? So if you look on that information and you know about the bipedal hominid that was the first creature to walk upright, so you think about that. Think about that, that the World History textbook, not the Bible, not Genesis. No, It is Glencoe World History Textbook. I mean, if you hear anybody else talking about Glencoe World History, let me know where or who you hear talking about it. Because I don't hear anybody. From I was young and growing up, I don't hear anybody emphasize world history. Some people may make reference to history, but as far as the knowledge about white people beginning and African hybrid people beginning, you don't hear any emphasis about that. You don't hear any emphasis about that. And people are always baffled, and you are not certain about existence. You're just not. And the reason why, it is because of white people and the Bible and the Christianity. You know what I mean? When to get consciousness of something into your mind, and somebody is going to want to put this nonsense in your mind, and they have the capacity to influence you, they use it to influence how your mind for work. Now, if you ever realize that somebody is trying to influence your mind and begin to think otherwise and put up a wall against them, technically, if you don't mind, tell them that you know what they're doing. But you can just do that within yourself. And don't think in what they're telling you. You're not going to, like, perform or think that way. But you don't raise no ruckus with them. So I am saying that in the world today, people are sodomites. Okay? They are sodomites. And you got to understand that. When you read in the Bible, Genesis 19, you will read it. What white people are saying in there, using it to influence African people's mind. They have had great success in dumbing us down over the past 100,000 years. Yeah, that's true, because I am a part of being captive. A captive. I have been a captive of it because I grew up in church. So now I'm looking on the truth about our existence. White people don't care to maintain that knowledge because it don't suit them. Something else is going on. And, you know, it's like magic the way they do things. But it will be like magic when we are not aware of what's going on. When you begin to know what's going on, it would come like you have lost your way. Because what you've been taught and the way your mind has been working, when you begin to find out the amount of evil that you believe, you begin to, like, as it were, you know, feel undone. You feel you don't feel right because you realize that what is going on in your mind is not what should be there. But you will have to begin to think and begin to look at what you think is right in the information that you are realizing, you have to start now, decide to build a different mindset, different information that you think to be right. These white people don't ever want African people to develop a sense of Adam and Eve. And it don't belong to them in the natural sense, like they are a part of it. They are not a part of Adam and Eve, but that's how they come across, like it affects them too. And no, it's not true. The Bible must get tossed away. Okay? Like sodomy was tossed out in years gone by, and we are looking for the second toss out of sodomy. Okay? Because in America here is, you know, I mean, African people are not recognized that you are the people of civilization. We are not recognized like that. The white people have us pushed away, pushed in a corner, and deprived of wealth, and they are the only one, you know, and they have a government that control everything. Simple because we don't know. They don't control anything. You know, but if somebody cause you to be afraid of them, you will be afraid of them. Even when they're not doing you anything, you're afraid of them still. Okay? Well, the world is set up with information for us to know who we are. And when you have a adversary that come in and take away your senses from you, I mean, that is the worst thing ever happened to a civilized person. The thing is, just as the story of Jesus on top of Adam and Eve is not true, and we believe it, what about some other greater things that we believe and they are not true? What do you think about that? Whereas you have the World History textbook that tells you exactly the way you were created, and you have the Bible is telling you differently. You're confused. And that's what the white people want us African people to be. Confused. Now, and the thing about that is, you may not get out of that state of mind, that confusion, because there is special information a person to know in order to unlock that door that they lock in our minds and keep us going the wrong way. You see? So therefore, whenever you are taught the biblical foolishness and you don't know anything else, and you don't have, if let's say you if, let's say somebody who are in doubt and don't know for certain where they're going, right? And if you don't have a consciousness that words can lead you out of confusion, you won't have anything at all to make you, to take away your confusion, a foolishness. You realize that you're confused, and you begin to think about civilized things. You can bring yourself out of it, because your concentration is the key, and the way you intend, your intent as to the way you want to think and the way you want to be, the way you want to act. If you start thinking along that line, yeah, you can get out. But apart from that, you may be somebody who's just going along, and you might have an encounter talking to somebody, and they say something to you, and you get a jump start to think, and you can find the right life by thinking that way. But what happened when you're like a friend of mine I have, educated in the University of the West Indies, and is a diehard Christian? Now, if you read at university level, I mean, there's hardly any further higher you're going to go. You know, so your sense of reading and comprehending anything at all is key to you keeping yourself out of the reach of anybody who wants to muddy up your mind. Because anybody say anything to you, you're ready to look into it and to make sense of it if there is any in there and if you can't. But when you are at university level and you are reading something like the Bible or some books with songs about Jesus and all that, and you can find out, say, the Bible leading you wrong, that is the problem. To have education and believe into church, you know, delusion, that's bad. Because it's leading you against your power, your ability. You see? And you don't realize it. You think if you go to church and praise the Lord, because that's all there is to it. And I grew up with full conviction that everything is all right and Jesus is good and stuff like that. Now, I'm finding out Jesus is a faggot and only a character, too. It's not like you know a person and they're homosexual. No, you can't find, never will find any Jesus like that. In reality, no Jesus exists to be Jesus. You see what I mean? And these dynamical thoughts are strenuous if you are not apt to think in those ways. And if you are so biased against certain things that are in Christianity, you will never come to yourself again, because where your belief is and you're holding on strong, and the fact that you don't have the ability to think otherwise, you don't know when you're wrong in this case, you see, because you have ideas that you're mingling with. And then when you see things that don't link up with your good spirit, you don't know to unravel it. You can't unravel it. So therefore, the demon will ride you. You don't know to get out. Oh, gosh. I am looking on what is happening. Your mental is not able to handle it. You're helpless. All right. I grew up in Jamaica. And I was just limited to going to the field, you know, reap some fruits and stuff like that. But where principality is concerned and my sense of the world around me was only trees and the stars at night or and the sun in the daytime. And, you know, that's basically all my mind is affected. That's all affect my mind. Comes to like knowing about white people. There was not much. And if any time I see anybody like they're white, you know, it was like kind of a strange to see somebody different from yourself. But then, listen, government. I know that there is government and all that. And I don't know much about politics and all that. So I know that white people have some land in Jamaica. And usually many acres of land. And you have to keep away from those lands, you know. Now, going to school, I used to pass, you know, a few acreage of land. And it is white people. Normally, they have their tractor. And where I went to school, which is a place where a lot of people would come and go get a job and things. To do something, but white man business. So I always wonder to myself and never can hear anything in a communication anywhere, in radio, TV, or anybody. Teacher in school is going to talk to you and what they say to you don't draw no, it doesn't put no light in your mind, you know. So the white people land, I always like think about it, but I didn't have any kind of conviction about what I think, because I don't have a lead, you know, information to get me into what it really is. So I only think about the white people face, and that's it. Now, coming to realize that about slavery and the people of slavery, and now I can think hindsight back to a time in the world when certain things happen, and know that those things did happen, and what can you do about it and stuff like that. So now that I know far back in time and understand where white people come from and see that white people now are telling us that they just barely take over the Western Hemisphere, and they take over the hemisphere for only one reason. And the reason is because when we came from Africa and come to the Western Hemisphere, by the time we get here, we become dull, mentally dull, and white people begin to come in and take control of what we have, and we don't know how to keep them out. Now, how dull were we? We weren't dull all the time when we left Africa. No, but it's going to take us quite a while to come, actually reach. And, you know, it's quite many thousands of miles, and you're going to take a lot of effort to get here. So we were here like about 50,000 years ago, and like about, you know, many thousands of years before white people come here. And to learn the process by which they get to come here, when we came from Africa and come to the Western Hemisphere, something happened. Something happened to us. Something happened to our ancestors. Something that diminished the coherent brain that we had was no longer there after a while. No. What I know today about government and about people is something serious, because it has to do with civilization, how civilization come about, and law and order. So we are coming from Ponzi white people, and we are not coming from chimpanzee at all. We have the information that the gods came to Earth, and they go to Eridu, a place called Eridu and the Persian Gulf, and they go into southern Africa. And that there was no other primates that we know about except this group of primates, of hominid primates. So we know about this. There may be others, but, I mean, we're talking about what the World History Book record and pass on into our civilization. So you have to think about now the uncivilized hominids and the civilized human. Now, something happened and affect the communication that we are supposed to have. And somebody change up the situation so that we don't know easily the rules of laws of civilization. We don't know nothing like that. You know, we're not getting home soon. We're not getting home soon, right? Now, when you have something happen and you have a historic record of it, and you see something is happening that shouldn't happen. How are you going to fix it? If you know well and have what we're with all, you know, you can succeed in fixing things. But what happens when you can't? A lot of things just go wrong, and maybe till you perish and dead. All right. Where we are today, we are not in that position. White people that we see here now, we find out the truth about that origin. We are here today are finding out after they have sent down roots of themselves. And a lot of those roots that they send down, they drag us into their kind of life. And we don't know. You see? We don't know that white people have destroyed our minds. How we going to get out of it? How do we get out of it? And this is where we are today. Because they think that they are above us. And I am reading and find out that above us, white people cannot be above African people. Something is wrong. You see what I mean? Something is wrong. And something is really wrong. Because we don't read anything. The Bible is not in any way equal to World History Textbook. Because World History Textbook has direct existence of people, things that they do. Yeah. That's not so in the Bible. When they're talking about Abraham, this and Abraham, lie! I can tell you that. That what you're reading in the Bible, called Christian Bible, even the word Christian or Christianity. You ever hear about white people disease? And, you know, they try to shun that they come from apes. And they are primates. They shun that. And it is all over history. It is all over. But they know that we have a weakness of not reading anything. That's how they brainwash the African people. Keep you dull so you don't know things that you're supposed to know. And so, the less we know, you see, right now, we have a lot to know right now that is hindering us. And, you know, a lot of us may not get out. But Christianity is not a civilized word. And it is not a civilized doing. Christianity is not civilized. Where civilization come from? Civilization come from the gods who came to earth pretty good time after these white people leave Africa and go up into Rome. Go up into go up into, hold on. They go up into Europe, right? They go up into Europe, and then the gods came after that. And go into Africa. So, therefore, it's easy to understand where our existence come from and what position we are in today. The white people that I'm telling about in history originate 3.5 to 4 million years ago. They developed in Africa. And all those millions of years, their ancestors, I guess, would come and gone, and they carry on still, but they are not a civilized species. They don't anything know about language. And as a matter of fact, you see people all over the world talking on planet Earth. But remember, there was none of us on planet Earth. Remember that. And remember, when the bipedal white people ancestors begin to, you know, develop in Africa. Remember, look on it real good. There was no them, and then they came along. There was nobody else. The God wasn't here. And when they go up into Europe, some while after the gods came into Earth, they come to Earth on a mission, like I tell you, a place called Eridu, and you can Google it. You will see that place off the coast of the Persian Gulf. Okay? They touch down at the Persian Gulf. So if you are looking at development, let's say where the white people come from and where we come from, the World History textbook is what enlightened me when I read it. And before that, no Bible wasn't telling me nothing like that, like what in the World History textbook. So if you don't know that, you mustn't treat the Bible like it is a book of God, the Word of God. It's not Don Gossel. Because the God that the white people them write in the Bible is a God that they create, that they would transfer into our brain in a psychological way and make us hold it as a fact that God met Abraham and God make Adam and Eve. White people brainwashing. And I'm telling you today, if we don't learn, we cannot regain our power. You see what I mean? And there is just an easy way to get rid of white people. But we don't get to know that. It's an easy way. And instead, we get rid of them. We bring them to more stability. We now don't behave. You look at African people right now, and you see they don't care about whether white people come or go, because they don't know the truth. You see? And you can see white people come and settle themselves anywhere we are, and they behave like there's nothing to it. Like there's no animosity or nothing like that. It's God's ground, and they can go anywhere and live. That's the way they reflect to us. That's not the truth. It is not the truth. It's been a long time, and we have been led astray, and therefore, only to those who want to know what happened in the world that's gone ahead of us, and what it is now, and what it will be in the future. we have a lot to learn about it. And it is within our reach to know. So I'm looking at the whole bunch of foolishness now where these white people are behaving like they are civilized. The first thing we are to attack is their lack of civility. That's what we must deal with. They're not civilized. They can't have power. No, they can't. They're not supposed to have power. And whatever power they have, we are the one give it to them. In one way or the other, yeah, we are the ones who caused them to have it. Now, we didn't, 100,000 years ago is when bad things happened to us. That was when we were on our way to come to the Western world. Okay, all right, so something happened to us, and we don't even know what happened to us. I don't mean that literally those who were back there didn't understand. That's not what I mean. I mean that whatsoever be the situation, our people back then, I don't get any blow by blow as to what went on. But general perception can show me that our people did not want that situation. They didn't want that situation to happen because the common sense that we have alone would persuade me to think. Just like when I was a child, and, you know, I would not allow anybody to, like, do wrong things to me that I don't. I know to, like, defend myself. And it's not that I remember any day my parents would tell me this and tell me that. And you know, I'm born with the sense to, like, reject things. You know what I mean? And especially, like, sexually, nobody was not going to try that like them want to sex with them, because if I won't go close to anybody if I think that they may, you know, I don't understand them and they behave too loving and stuff like that. No, I don't want their company. So I have a sense in me that is guiding me. So I don't see our people willfully, with clarity. I don't think that they wanted to do, but if you become careless and you cause something to happen, you have to take the blame. And you're going to have to go do things to, like, bring you back to who you're supposed to be. Well, so are we. We don't know exactly at this time of my talking. I don't know exactly how the thing began. I only know that they were migrating and going to spread themselves out in the Western world. It's a long way to go. So something happened that caused a reaction to these white hominids 100,000 years ago, and we never had any problem, no health problem at all, but they are apes. They have disease that we are not supposed to catch, but something happened there that affect the bloodstream of the African hybrid people. And it spread wide that African government, they were affected by these hominid primates. Yeah, whatever happened, it soaked our brain till today. A lot of people think we don't use no more than 10% of our brain. A lot of bad things happen to us. So it doesn't matter what we, some of us, brilliance maybe, your brilliance didn't work to where you tell, you know, your peers not to go to church. You don't hear, you don't, you know, you're brilliant, but you don't, you like church. Now, if you were really brilliant in that sense, you would not be going to church. And you would preach to everybody to not go to church because you would know. You would find out. But you never find out. Right? With all of the good language and stuff like that, that you know, and good in language and things like that, but you don't find out. Something is going on. Just never find out. That these white people get to a point where they make up the Catholic Church. You think about that. Won't you ask the question, where have we been when these white people were doing these things? Where were all the people that we know write books and write this and write that? They can talk some things. But the real thing, or the real things to get us out completely, we don't hear nobody talk about them. We all agree Jesus died for the sins, our sins, and nothing don't go so. You see what I mean? We never get to distinguish between human being and primate, hominid. We never get to know that. We're knowing it now. Because someone is now affected by the foolishness and begin to think and find a way how to improve the discovery, right? So now it will spread. Wherever it starts, it is spreading, right? White people don't belong around African people because we are an ethnic, come from a species, only one species. And this one species developed two subgroups. That is the Neanderthal, where these white people interbreed up and kill off. And then we, the wise sapien. Two subgroups. Now they turn on us. That's what they are doing. They don't have nothing called law saving what they homosexual inspiration teach them. And they want to make every one of us be like them. If you don't understand what I'm saying, which other way am I to tell you? What I am telling you is a fact. And they can turn off the mic and stuff like that. May the gods send a tornado for them. You hear me? But as far as I know, this faggot is going to go. They're going to go because they don't know danger for themselves. And if they knew, well, what could they do? A run, right? But now that they don't have any sense enough, they have sense to do a lot of things, but they don't have sense to behave like the hormones of a human, a hybrid human. They can't behave like you because the man, the European men. They like other men like themselves. And maybe few of them may be the exact picture of the others. But as far as I observe, you have, you know, a vast number of European men who love another man like me loving a woman. Okay? And this is something that we are supposed to know, but a lot of us Africans not coming to know anything because our brain gone dead. And really thinking about it, it seems like most of us are reduced to using 10% of our brain. I'm looking on it, on the amount of things that we are lacking. Really? Well, it takes time for me to like develop the sense of it. And now I'm looking on it and see from my childhood and the people I know and things like that, we dummy. We are dummies. I know best now just about making the distinction because I don't know a lot of technical things. I do not know a lot of technical things, you know, outside of the realm of what I'm talking about. I know when something is wrong in the context of what I'm talking about. Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic. How do you get that? And they make laws to kill us, you know, and we don't find out to protest. No, if you tell me that we are not retarded, well, I say, you know, you don't have any sense then to know that. You're retarded. Too bad. You don't know. So why are we to sit here and let these white people say they are controlling us and they don't have any government at all? We have government, but we retard to the point where they can tell us that A.D. Anadamani is government. And I am reading and find out that A.D. Anadamani is impossible to be government. You see what I mean? And as long as I am endued with power, I am going to toss out the white people there. Yeah. Because, you know what, I really think it only takes one person, and a matter of fact, I read that. Because the truth about humanity is like the tornadoes them out there. Okay? They're going to, like, destroy everything. Okay? And if we don't know the truth to where it destroys these white people, well, we don't know the truth. Because, you know, if they're going to come back and have this weapon and have that weapon and all that kind of stuff, no, there is no coming back. And it's not in weapons and none of that. Because we have never indulged in weapons. We make weapons, but we never, like, go to war with these white people. They are the ones who take our weapons and use it on us. Can't you see that? Okay, now, we don't let them go as far as telling us that, you know, they're going to make laws to marry our man and man. You know, we don't get there. We don't get there. We will never get there. Let these faggot white people talking about the White House and White Law stuff, they cannot show us any kingship law. Then what are we doing? What are we doing? They can cut off the mic and don't let people hear what I'm saying, but I know what I'm saying is true. And the time will be ripe when they will find out that there is reality. civilization that they don't know about. Otherwise, they would find themselves back where they come from and leave us alone. When you don't know that you're a nuisance, you are a human. The very Bible that they write, or that they wrote, said man must not fuck man then. Neither woman, you know, fucking another woman. Or woman fucking dog and man fucking dog. The Bible is against that, but they don't care. And they're using the Bible in Christianity. Okay? And they have done us so many wrong that the Pope, the head of the church, is saying he has to apologize for sins of Catholics. And we still are here going to church and still don't understand. It, look, this is showing for certain. It behooves us to realize that we are retarded. For real. And you may think that because you are able to do this and do that, nothing wrong with you. Where's your government? These are sodomite white people ruling over you, you know? Yeah. They're ruling over you, and they have lord here to kill you whenever they want. And you don't know that. You don't see the kill Saddam, right? And what happened to African government? You don't see we are retarded? Where is African government? They're not taking care of us. You look at Emperor Haile Selassie. He was a king. What kind of king was he? He came up at a time when these white people took control. And if you have any kind of a brain problem, you won't be able to deal with them because you won't know what to say to them. Control what they do. So you'll have to leave them alone. See? So right now they have the impression that we don't know anything. And they're going to go on do what they're doing. Gradually, though, they're going to learn the opposite. That they really were not what they think. And it is so easy for them to think error because just as though they look at a man and want to fuck that man, that is error that is not into human the scope of human thinking. You don't have that hormone. You don't make up with it. All you see African men going astray and doing things, they weren't born like that. These white people come among us over the past, in America now, let's say in America, 400 years, and they are the ones who continue to expose us to fucking assholes. Yeah. They do it. And we are here, don't know. But what about those of us who should know and call it out to each other? We are retarded too. We are so retarded that they feel at liberty to do what they are doing, use the Bible and tell you about Jesus when no Jesus not in there. So what do you think they want? They want your body to fuck. That's it. Now, why would you think that something is wrong with me to say that? What you read in Genesis 19 is what I just said. What I have just said. You know, I want people to hear what I'm saying. Because these people know the reason why they don't want you and I to know the truth. Some truth that I find out, nobody at all was going to tell me except the gods, them who open my eyes or my eye to see it. Because all I was trying to see and to know things growing up, it wasn't coming until the right effect come into my mind, and that's all there is to it. There is no way we are to, you know, give up. The more that we find out something about ourselves, is the better it will be. Anytime you begin to find out that, you know, for real, we were not these kind of, the kind of people to live the way we are living here. So something really has been wrong. You know, something has been wrong. And unless we begin to pay attention to ourselves, we're going to let these white people take us to church every time. It's not going to happen. It is not going to happen. They want we to come to the point where we don't know about, like, telling them to get out. They don't want us to get to that point. You see, because they want to keep control of everything. You see, and they have Supreme Court and all that. They have everything to, like, keep us under control. But if we have the language, we have the facts to let out on them. There's no place for them. Right now, we don't have that place to give these guys. We need our space, and they must get out. That's what I'm saying. Are not African people in this sense. Well, African in the sense that they developed there and go to Europe. They were no longer in Africa because Africa was not the climate for them, right? So what I am saying to you, they are just barely holding on because, like, we have, like, you know, like 90% of our brain that we're not using. That's serious stuff. Look at us for real. And, you know, I'm convinced that we are about 90% off. I really, really think that. But just to show you, our brain is brilliant. That we can be using just 10%, right? And we are doing so well, right? We are doing so well. So what if we had everything, like when we were 100,000 years in creation in Africa. Yeah, we were the real thing, but now these hominids calling themselves humans. Yeah, they're doing all kind of stuff to drag us down into the hole, because we are sapient, and they coming in because of the interbreeding they did 100,000 years ago. They are telling us that they are modern man. They are, they call themselves even another name, because they like to name themselves all kind of things to make sure nobody don't track them and know who they are. All these things they're doing. And some of them behave like they're normal and they're nice. You understand me? But white people are white people. White people are white people. And that doesn't give them what we have. Our stupidity will make them use what we have. However, I know enough that all of us can use the knowledge. Stop going to church. No bother with the Bible. I'm not saying you can't read the Bible, because I still have a Bible. A girlfriend of mine gave me long, many years ago, and Thompson Chain Reference. I still use it. It's getting worn out now because I use it a lot. But what I am telling you is for you to think about yourself. It's not about me, or to wonder about what I am saying, because I'm saying what I'm saying because I have learned more and more how different life is than the one the church was telling me about, right? So once we know what happened in years gone by and know where we are today, we will be able to climb and get over the foolishness that bother us. One of the things that we have to think about now is the way we have the beginning of civilization by the gods when they came to earth. And when the gods came to earth, remember I told you that these white people were no longer in Africa. They were in Europe. So you have to bear in mind what the history tells us, and that's all we have to depend on. White people might tell you something else. Go to the Bible because that's God's word. You know what? You got to think in your head like a mule who give a kick. That's what these white people want, is the word kick. You kick them with the truth and toss them somewhere. Pretty soon, they will really, really know where Europe is. Like a cop, you know, they always call you and ask you for money. I'm going to show you something for you to think about. These white people no longer think that they will ever have to go back to Europe. No, because they feel good. They say America is their country. Now, they are saying it because what? For the amount of years they are in America. They don't get any other impression from us, the African people, like there be a problem with them in the United States. There is no threat. They don't feel no threat. Because we don't have enough sense to even ask them, what was the reason why they come here if it were to kill us? We don't even ask them that. It goes to show you at the level that we are not activated to be who we are. They think that, okay, we're gonna sleep. They can do whatever they want to do. When these cops call to ask you for donations, the way they speak to you next time they call you, listen well to their attitude that they talk to you. They talk to you like you're nobody. Although it don't sound like they are attacking you, if you listen to the context of what they say, you'll find out you get an impression like you're in Europe. You are an African ethnic person in Europe under their dominion. That's the way they sound. You listen when they call you again. And you will find out that white people now, the establishment that they put up in America, you don't realize that we had like 12 million of us here before they came here, and they came here and drive us out? Oh, come on. That's what happened. So many of us here, and I don't hear the number of them that came here, but based on the impression that I get, it was not a lot of them. And we are in the millions here, and, you know, it's just like these these pestilence, they carry that effect because we lose our brain, our head, our mind. You know, that's what happened. They think they have a right now. They put up police, set up police force. They take facility. Everything is them, and we must come underneath them. And from the fact they come in with AD and a Adamany and say that is law and you have to worship Jesus. Look, you don't know. Jesus is nothing more than a sodomite character. That's what it is. And God is a sodomite character because they say that God there is the God who talked to Abraham. And you believe it. Not no gossa. You believe wise men follow a star to go to baby Jesus. Don't gossa. Nothing. They don't want you to hear that. These fucking ass white people am. Right? And you wishing them well, right? And you see our people up there in Washington, right? These people have good university education, okay? And they are there helping the white people to carry on government that kills us in the millions. But yet still, they feel privileged to go and then you go to their university. And now they will tell you, you know, when you go to Princeton and when you go to this and that, the African people university don't carry the clout like white people am. Because somehow they managed to get us to hold them on top. But the point is, that's over with. White people in America is over with because this is not Europe. Come and fill our places with sodomite is not acceptable. They're making laugh and married two people, so that means they, you know, they swamp all of us to be sodomite. It is not going any further than this. It is not going any further than this. I mean, Trump, you see, you mean Trump? You see Trump? Trump is into the deepest precipice, and he doesn't care. The further he sinks is the further he caused himself to go further into the hole, because he don't behave like he understand how the system works and what he's supposed to do to keep his system alive. He's killing the white people system, because guess what? They don't know no better. They do not know any better, but we are catching one side, and you know, the gods will have to come down and help us, because we are here watching them and supporting them. See? So the gods will help us, you know, in their kind way. But listen, my friend, when I look and see that these people only pretend everything that they do, they take what we have and elevate themselves. That's what they do. And we can't see it. Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic. You know, 2,000 years, not 2,000, yeah, in the year 2000, by a Kathleen Grossman, USA Today, they published this, right? And I've never heard anybody talk about it. Reading it, you know, and you know, it's like it's astonished me to know that the document list falls the Pope will address including wars of religion, abuses during the Crusades, the coercion of the Inquisition, disrespect for cultures and faiths in the course of evangelization, affronts to women, races, and ethnic groups, and abuses of the rights of individuals. Nobody say anything. Okay, I am saying, white people cannot tell you that they are the first civilization on earth. They cannot tell you that because it's not true, and they will never be able to make an attempt to convince. But they are convinced us on many, many levels that we're not paying any attention to. Right. If we can come to the level of knowing that we are the civilized people and they get civilization from us, there is no ifs, ands, or buts about that. Okay? And it is like 6,000 years ago, we begin to, write and publish and stuff like that. These white people never know nothing about that. And the World History Textbook don't record white people as civilized people. If them are people, they're not civilized. Well, that's how much they are not people, because people is the context of human being created in Africa. Not them. But they find out now they can take us to the place where we cooperate with them, saying that they are humans, and that's what they're doing. Because what? We 9%. 90%, of our brain is gone. You see, and the little way we have, this is what we are getting of it. You see, the point is this: I don't have anything that I am concerned about, because I think the truth is more than anybody. Who is lying? You see what I mean? If you're lying, you lose long time, because guess what? The good Lord give me some knowledge where, as far as our human creation and existence concerned, I know how, I know where we're coming from. I know where we are coming from. So civilization is one thing. You don't have no white people civilization, because they never civilized, not even a moment. Never. So if they can prove otherwise, why don't they do it? They won't. Time I talk about the Constitution, that the Constitution is not on any civilized ground. All right? Nobody is facing me. I am alone talking it. And the only thing that they can ever do is kill people. You don't see what I mean? No, if they can't kill me, it means that they have to go look for someplace up there in Europe. That's what they will do, because that's what I want happen. And the God's going to support me. They're going to support me because I'm clean. I'm willing. Anything they say, yes. And what I know already, they want. It's voluntary for me. Okay? They're going to find out that, yeah, sex is the thing, and what they are using sex for don't belong to us in America. Okay? So get your fucking mind right and go where you belong, because, hey, we're going to bring them out on you. We're going to bring them out on you. We have laws right now that you out there, you need to know as an African person. We have this. How Elohim civilization, wise sapien people, fall under 1220 AD and Adamani law? How come? Because we fall from grace. We fall from knowing our Creator. And you are praying to a Bible that they say have Creator, and it doesn't have any in there. Right? So therefore, you're stuck in the mud. you can't come out from under white people because they know a lot more than a lot of us know, right? And it helps them to do what they're doing. Anytime we begin to find out, like me now, Twitter will not respond to my tweet. But they were able to tell me that I am violating their community standard. Do you imagine that these fucking ass idiots call themselves civilized and that America is their, I mean, is their, you know, they own America. You imagine? Because we allow them to do it. So you, if you can tell me that you're using more than 10% of your brain, you prove it to me. To me. You will say that because you're not seeing the things that we are not doing. If you look and see, I mean, equally, I mean, you and everybody else, look and see as a community what we are not doing. We don't have, look at us, white people ruling all of us. You don't see? Yeah, they're ruling us, and they don't have what to rule us because they talk about AD and Adamany. We are under them. Everything is under them. That's where we fall from ourselves. And they are the talking serpent. Which of us know that? White people are talking serpents. Think about it, man. Think about it. 1220 AD is a law tribunal to them, emperor and two priests, two pope. Make the law. But I mean, what we say it is now, it is 1,220 years ago, they make this law. And today, that's the law United States use on African people and country. Anywhere, they have preeminence. But I tell you what, until somebody raise the gavel and say, look, you're lying. AD and Adamany is hoax, is lies, is foolishness. We have law of kingship here. You don't have anything. Or did you come to the United States? What did you say why you want to come to the United States? Nothing. So, therefore, whatever you guys come here and talk about, you share up land. You know, you're only, you know, wrongly perpetuating the gods who share up land among themselves. You can't do that. You don't come here and do that. You don't belong on our turf at all. Here is kingship law, not you. Okay? The Code of Hur-Nammu. 2100 to 2050 BCE. Okay, that's a king that you can't remove because he is a king of civilization. And these laws never go out of service. These laws are forever because civilization is forever. In humanity, not white people, because white people were not created by the gods, Elohim God, because nobody make any creatures on earth like human being except the gods, the Elohim gods, who work hard in South Africa to get gold and make up a lot of other things. They make themselves very useful on earth to build us a lot of things. Now, so the point is you can't talk about no God create nobody because such a God don't exist. The Elohim alone exists as under the jurisdiction of mankind. These white people, what they do to put themselves in the position they are in is not a godly act. It is not of the gods that came to earth when there was no humanity at all. All right? So when they begin to use their little sense that they have and talk about we are, you know, they have right to rule over us is one of the biggest lies anybody can ever tell. And ask them to prove it, they will not be able to prove it because they can't show themselves a civilized culture. White people are never a civilized culture. And you read in the World History textbook and it tells you where we are coming from. Just up 4,000 years ago. And they can't show themselves there except they can show, you know, how they write all kind of lies and write books and about they are Jews and all this kind of stuff. We need to get on them. We need to get on them about these things. You see what I mean? Because as long as we use 10% of our brains and go to church and comply under what these sodomite fucking assholes are doing, you don't see the problem that they're bringing and the curse they are bringing down on us. You don't see it. But listen, for those who see it, with them the gods will function and bear fruit and let the truth reign. White people must leave our territory. All the vile things will take them down because that's all they are of, vileness, and then it will lead them to the abyss. Really. Now, so it goes on. The Code of Hammurabi, 2100, and rule till 2050. He's the oldest extant law, code in the world. The oldest in the world. It was written by the Sumerian king Ur-Nammu 2030 BCE, or his son Sulji, right? So the father and son were kings. Sulji of Her, 2029 to 1982 BCE. You see that we have these realism to deal with. We have these sodomite white people to deal with. But we have been down. Our brain has been down. What I'm talking about right now is on the frequency where anybody in the world can argue with me about this, because this is world frequency information, and it is talking about government, civilized government. No white people cannot come here like and come on the radio here and talk on this frequency I am talking. They can't, because they're full of something else. You see what I mean? And I'm talking for all living civilized people and things I'm speaking for. But A.D. Anadamani doesn't speak for anything but faggot stuff. See what I mean? That's right. While Obama make law in in 2015 for them to come down wherever we settle and want to pitch them sodomite tent around us. That's what they want. And I'm saying, you know what? Get out. Because all kind of stuff is going to hunt you down. I'm going to see to it that your light is out. You're gone. This is not the place for you to come and talk about you're homosexual. No. No. It's not true. Just not true. And it is not me who going to take Kono down. It's the gods themselves going to take Kono down. Because you Uno determined to carry Uno fucking asshole to the ends of the earth. And the gods is going to put an end to it. There was a first time, and there will be a second time. And you watch out. So it goes on to say that Suljri, son of Hernamu, 2029, 1982 BCE, centuries before the famous Code of Hammurabi. The Suljri was a little ahead of Hammurabi. Hammurabi was inscribed by the Babylonian king, Hammurabi, 1795, 1750 BCE. That is Hammurabi time, okay? The dating of 2050 BCE is based on middle chronology. Short chronology places the date at 2050, 2047 BCE, just prior to or at the beginning of Hernamu reign. The earliest law code from Mesopotamia was the Code of Hurucanjina, 24th century BCE, which survives in the present day only through references. In other ancient works, although the Code of Hernamu is incomplete, although if it was preserved to allow scholars to understand the king's version of law and order in his lands, presenting himself as the father of his people, Hernamu encouraged his subjects to think of themselves as one family, and of his laws as the rules of a home, punishments except for capital offenses, took the form of fines in the same way a child might be deprived of a favorite pastime or toy for misbehaving. Hernamu used the code with the understanding that his people knew how to treat each other with respect and a fine for lapses would serve as a reminder. And my friends, that is what I have today. And I hope that you will find virtue in what I say. There is no reason to be afraid of white people because they don't have anything. And if you know how to represent the fact that they don't have anything, and, you know, kick them out with the force of the truth that they don't have any power in kingship dominion. They do not. This is kingship dominion we are in, and they want, you know, I mean, just like I say, they think that they don't have any problem with what they're doing. You see what I mean? Just as how they are sodomite and they want to fill the world with people who fuck sodomites. Yeah, they don't think there's anything wrong with it. That's why they come here and making law to do it, make it a worldwide thing. Sodomite spread all over the world. That's what these fucking ass idiots are doing. And if we don't let them know, they don't have any government spot here. Get out with it. Go back to the psychopath European place. That's where they're supposed to go. Okay? They don't have any way to talk. There is no fact available to white people to talk about. They are spreading Jesus and all these kind of nonsense. If we allow it, that's the only way they can do it. When we now make the truth known, that look, we cannot allow them to strip us of our dignity. We are civilized, they are not. Right, come on down and show us, where did you become civilized from? There is a lot more to say, but right now I'm gonna, you know, say bye for this edition, and you take good care.
I wake up in the morning and I heart go on beating? Why do these eyes of mine cry?